All right, Skip, thanks a bunch. Yes, we're here on the Fantastic Voyage Cruise, and although it's a big party, we're also trying to educate some folks. And, of course, when it comes to money, that is important because a bunch of folks will be going home trying to figure out how they're going to pay for this credit card to pay for the trip. And so we'll chat with Deborah Owens, now America's Wealth Coach. Deborah, how you doing? All right, so let's talk about this whole issue of tax returns, because before we left, we got our tax deadline, and there's some people right now, they're sitting here thinking, man, I want to buy some shoes, I want to buy some furniture, and the reality is the tax return check is probably the largest non-job check they'll get every year, and most folks just squander it. So let's talk about what folks should do with that money.
Well, Roland, the average tax return is $3,000. So that's a lot of money. I mean, there are a lot of things that you can do with $3,000. So the first question is, if you have any debt, give yourself a raise. That's the first thing. Like if you have like a high interest rate credit card that you can knock down, you know, take some of that money and pay it down. So that's one of the first things I would do.
Take the money and pay it down. Don't then go, I now can go charge more stuff.
Yeah, I agree with that. But then, you know, Roland, here's what's interesting is getting a tax return, does that make a lot of sense? So you figure that's $150 a month. One of the other things I tell folks they should do is this is a great time to start some kind of mutual fund or investment account. I mean, it is tax season, so you probably could have had either less of a tax bill or had some of your money working for you. And so you could open up an IRA, a Roth IRA, to me would be an excellent idea. And many mutual funds will allow you to start with that $150 a month. So here's another.
In fact, Ariel had with their mutual funds, you can start as little as $50 a month. And the reason I keep encourage folks to do that, because if you look at the Pew study, average white family has a wealth of $110,000, African-Americans $5,000. If you got a $3,000 check and you put that $3,000 right into that mutual fund, I mean, you are already close to what that average wealth is for a black family. And that's just one check, and you started. I run to more people, Deborah, and they always say, yeah, but I don't make enough to start. I'm going, no, actually, you do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like your Jordans are a start on a down payment on a mutual fund.
Or those Louboutins you want to get.
So the real deal is what we're talking about, Roland, is folks getting a start and building wealth, right?
Right.
So it's, you know, so you think of, so $150 a month, that's $3,000 a year. Over 10 years, that's $30,000. But do you know that $30,000 could be $60,000 in 10 years? Or if you invested in it in something like an Ariel mutual fund, you know, you need to invest it in something for growth, but you buy an Apple iPhones, that those same stocks are in these mutual funds. So it's not like, you know, you need to be scared of it because you're making everybody else rich. You're just not getting wealthy.
Well, the whole point, though, is as we keep saying, start. And that's really what I think is important for people that, and let's do it this way. So let's say somebody goes, okay, but I really do need to use some of this money to pay some stuff off. Okay, fine. So then let's say, fine, take a third of it. Say I'm going to take $1,000 and put it into the mutual fund.
Right.
Now you have $2,000 if you want to pay some debt off, or if you want to buy something, if you have something you need to get for your child. But to me, it doesn't make sense to get that $3,000. And I don't even want to do 10%. I don't want to do $300. I'm saying if you're getting $3,000, take a third of that, save it, and then do something with the rest of it.
Yeah, Roland, because you are paying yourself. I mean, that's the deal. I mean, it's not like you're not getting in on this deal. We're talking about you paying yourself first before you pay everybody else. And the other point I wanted to make too, Roland, is many of you guys have children. You need to be thinking about you could start a 529 college plan for your child. That would be a great thing to do.
So what did I find out about that 529 college plan?
So you can go to collegesavings.org. That's collegesavings.org. No matter what state you live in, it'll tell you what the minimums are to invest in it. And many of them are basically 529 plans that have mutual funds in it. The key is to get started. And then again, I want to say this. So you've got this $3,000 check. That's basically means you're giving the IRS an extra $150 a month that you don't need to. Take that money and make it work for you. And you can start that 529 plan with $50 a month. And then by the time your kid goes to college, at least he has something. And here's a stat that I want to put out there, Roland, is that kids who have minimum $600,000, $1,000, whatever you put in savings for them, that's a 50% more chance that they are going to go to college. So really what parents mm-hmm. need to understand is when you set aside money for college, then it doesn't even become like, oh, I want to work before. I mean, kids really buy into it and they say, hey, my parent put money away for me to college. I know I'm going to college.
And first, and of course, when you're the average black family, that student has $30,000 in student loan debt. Average white kid has $21,000. If you're a parent, you got $3,000 a year from your tax refund. You took a grand, then you put it away. By the time that kid's a senior, you're sitting on $18,000. That's just not even assuming whatever you earn, you know, from the investment. The bottom line is you have the capacity to lessen the burden on your child and yourself, so you're not trying to get a parent plus loan and you're not having to sign stuff off. And so the process starts. And so we keep telling folks that, and the reason I keep bringing up Aerial, because a lot of other funds, it costs more to get into it. If an Aero mutual fund, and folks, look, they're not paying me, I'm not a spokesperson, but I've done this for other people. If you can get in at $50 a month and they can just take it right out of your bank account, that is a start. $50 a month at the end of the year is $600. But if you start, but you began the year with zero, and guess what? 600 is progress.
That is progress. And so a lot of times people don't think that they think they need a lot of money rolling. What we know is it doesn't take a lot of money. All you need to do is get started. And hey, tax time, just getting that return, great time to start.
Folks, go to DeborahOwens.com, DeborahOwens.com for more news and information. Of course, you can catch Deborah on News One, on TV One, a couple times a month. Deborah, appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, bro.
Okay, we got to go party right now, y'all. Holla!